Let's take a look at the sample portfolio assignment. No, it's not an assignment. It's a project that we're going to do together this semester. You can do your own sample portfolio, and it is one of the things that they want you to do. Who's they? The people who wrote the book, other professors and instructors who teach this class. Why? Because they want to turn it into a horse race or some kind of a competition. If you buy the book new, you get a subscription to a company called StockTrack, which allows you to track your investments, mostly stock, but you could do other bonds, mutual funds, and the like. But, dear students, there are dozens of websites, maybe not dozens, but there are several websites that allow you to do this for free, so it's not as though you're missing anything when you buy the book used. Let's read the sample portfolio document together. As much as I dislike the idea of this exercise, we're going to track a sample portfolio of stocks. Believe it or not, it's one of the requirements of the course. I don't like the idea because it encourages and condones short-term thinking. Show me your results over 5 to 10 years, not 4 months. But since we only have a single semester, I guess it's the best we can do. However, we haven't even covered mutual funds in detail yet, let alone individual stocks. And we certainly don't want to spend a ton of time learning how to create and track a portfolio of stocks before we even cover stocks in detail. Talk about putting the cart before the horse. The portfolio will be dated back to the first day of class. Therefore, we will create and track a portfolio of stocks together. Well, we've already done it. It's already there. We've already chosen 10 stocks. We've diversified across industries, although we're a little tech-heavy, but the tech companies are very different companies. They're not competing against one another. If you have some intimate knowledge of a specific industry and the various companies that are in that industry, please suggest that company, and maybe we'll create a second portfolio. You can have as many as you want. We're going to start with $100,000, and we've utilized all $100,000. We purchased $10,000 each of 10 individual stocks. So check it out, and we'll watch as we grow as we fall throughout the semester. Cool? And as I said, you can use, well, Yahoo's been destroyed. Maybe they'll bring it back, but I doubt it. A Bloomberg, MarketWatch, Google. I've been playing with Google's finance. It's very, very crude, but it works. It works. So when you look at the sample snapshot, that's Google's finance. If you like it, try it. You have to have a Google account, which I'm sure many of you do, and then you log in and you put in the stocks that you're interested in, and then you put in the transactions. And you say, okay, we bought this much shares on this date, and it tracks it for you. Pretty cool, pretty cool. So play with it if you want to. If not, just watch ours, okay? Just watch ours. Oh, by the way, they, in the book, teach you how to do transactions in Chapter 2. Right. It's the idea they're trying to get you to learn how to do this at the beginning of the semester so you could be part of the horse race. And then whoever wins gets a free T-shirt from StockTrack. I don't know anybody who does this. I don't. But you could. The only person you're competing against is you, and you're in it for the long term. Right? I hope so. Good luck.